This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump says he's told his top diplomat to skip a trip to Pyongyang. That story now from AP Sagar Magani.
The president tweets he's ordered Pompeo not to travel to North Korea right now, saying he doesn't feel sufficient progress is being made toward denuclearization. He writes China is not helping as much with that as it was earlier, and he cites his administration's tougher trading stance toward Beijing. In the meantime, the president says he sends his warmest regards to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and looks forward to seeing him soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The family of U.S. Senator John McCain has announced he is discontinuing medical treatment for terminal brain cancer. Family made the announcement saying McCain had surpassed expectations for his survival since making public his cancer diagnosis last year. He's been in treatment since then, and an audio excerpt released in May by Simon & Schuster, the publisher of his book, The Relentless Wave, the senator talked about his situation.
I don't know how much longer I'll be here. Maybe I'll have another 5 years. Maybe with the advances in oncology, they'll find new treatments for my cancer that will extend my life. Maybe I'll be gone before you hear this.
Despite two unsuccessful campaigns for the presidency in 2000 and 2008, McCain is one of the most prominent lawmakers in Washington. A Republican, he has worked with Democrats as well as members of his own party on such issues as climate change, immigration reform, and campaign finance reform. Zimbabwe's constitutional court dismissing a challenge seeking to nullify the election of July 30th, presidential election. Ruling clears the way for the inauguration of incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa. This is VOA News. Pope Francis will be the first pope to visit Ireland in nearly three decades when he travels to Dublin today. He will find a country that has changed since Pope John Paul II visited there in 1989. Ireland has become more secular following clerical sexual abuse scandals that began to surface in 2005. Sabina Castelfranco has our report.
The latest clerical sex scandals in different parts of the world will change some of the initial focus of the papal visit. The incidents have also reminded the Irish of similar scandals at the hands of Irish priests and bishops. This past week, the Pope wrote a letter to the world's Catholics, stressing that no effort must be spared to create a culture able to prevent such situations from happening, but also to prevent the possibility of their being covered up and perpetuated. Many are calling for concrete action and strong measures from the Pope and the Church. Protests are planned for Sunday in Ireland during the papal visit to urge that something be done immediately. The Vatican, in an unusual announcement, also said the Pope would be meeting with victims of clerical sexual abuse. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Trump administration has cut more than $200 million in economic aid to the Palestinians. The decision was made, they say, after a review of the funding for projects in the West Bank and Gaza to ensure funds are spent in accordance with U.S. national interest and to provide value to the American taxpayer. A senior State Department official said the agency will now direct the funds to, in his words, high-priority projects elsewhere. The new Spanish government wants to go ahead with a controversial plan to unearth the grave of former dictator Francisco Franco. AP's Charles Della Desma is following the story.
The new administration says it has approved legal amendments ensuring the remains of former leader General Francisco Franco will be removed from pride of place in a controversial mausoleum in Spain. Deputy Prime Minister Carmen Calvo says the minority centre-left government is certain that Parliament will endorse the decision, probably as early as next month. The fresh amendment to Spain's historical memory law now grants the government power to exhume Franco's body. That change aims to thwart legal efforts by Franco's descendants and supporters to block the exhumation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. National Hurricane Center saying that Hurricane Lane will move dangerously close to portions of the central Hawaiian islands in the coming hours, although it has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm. Hurricane conditions expected over the islands of Maui and Oahu. There's been no report of injuries so far, but landslides and flash floods have caused some road closures. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.